themselves. The bone marrow issue was tabled for further discussion at this meeting. And I've got a couple cards already to speak on that issue. So I think the first order would be to remove, we would need a motion to remove it from the table, and then we can go into public comment and then commission discussion after that. So I would entertain a motion, if I'm correct, Mr. Pochin, to remove it from the table, which would be just a simple majority motion.
This is Commissioner Kishishian. Make a motion to remove it from the table.
Okay. Support?
Commissioner Kelly, second.
Okay. Motion made and supported. All in favor of removing it from the table, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. That motion carries. Okay. Now that it's removed from the table, Brenda, do you want to make any initial comments at all, or would you like to go right to public comment?
How about now?
Okay.
All right. This is Brenda. Yeah, as you'll recall, you did table it at the last meeting for the reasons that Chip stated. At the last meeting, you did hear public testimony. There was testimony supportive of continuing regulation, and then there was some testimony supporting deregulation of BMT services. The department originally at the January meeting made a recommendation to consider deregulation of BMT services, but this is actually open for full discussion today, again, for reasons Chip stated earlier. Thank you.
Any questions of the commissioners of Brenda at this point? Hearing none, let's go into comments. First, Patrick O'Donovan from Beaumont.
Good morning. With regard to bone marrow transplant, I'm just going to basically resummarize the comments that we made at the January meeting, so I'll be a little briefer. We do support and applaud the department's recommendations that transplant services, specifically bone marrow transplant services, be deregulated by the CON program. We do not believe that there will be any proliferation of services as a result of this. This has been a debate that's been going on for a number of years. There's only a couple of hospitals or systems that have really advocated for this. So only hospitals that have enough patients to justify a transplant program are going to open them. The goals of healthcare reform, notwithstanding the arguments to the Supreme Court, are to improve quality while reducing the total cost of care through such mechanisms as patient-centered medical homes and accountable care organizations. CON should really be reserved for programs that have a significant impact on cost and quality and health care to the citizens of the state. And transplant programs, particularly bone marrow transplant, do not meet that criteria. When we made our original public comments in October 11, we asked the commission not to create another SAC. The SAC process was used in 06 and 09 by existing providers to protect the status quo in Southeast Michigan, even though need was shown. Instead of a SAC, we asked that the commission either ask the department or some unbiased third party for an evaluation and to make recommendations with BMT, and I'm very pleased in this case, that was done. I think another way to look at this is that if bone marrow transplant services were not already covered by CON, there would not be any movement to suggest that they ought to be covered. No state in the country has a cap on bone marrow transplant. So I think that the commission needs to ask themselves, why is that? Why would Michigan be so different? So again, we do urge the commission to adopt the department's recommendations to remove transplant services from CON. And if commission is not comfortable with doing that, if they don't want to accept that recommendation, at a minimum, we would support a work group or, you know, some mechanism to develop institution-specific standards for autologous bone marrow transplant. If the commission does not want to, you know, fully deregulate the service. Thank you.
Questions for Patrick from the commissioners.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. I think you said in 2009 the need was shown for more bone marrow transplant units. I think you did say the need was shown. My question is, how was that shown? Because, again, I'm a payer, and that's what I do in my day job, and we have no complaints that people are not able to get bone marrow transplants, and they're readily available to the citizens of this state. So let me ask you that question.
Well, what we were able to show, and there was a New England Journal of Medicine article that addressed that not as many people who need bone marrow transplants or who would benefit from bone marrow transplant ever get them. And there's a multitude of reasons for that, but one of those reasons we believe is because of restricted access. They do not make it through all the they may not want to leave their primary oncologist. For whatever reason, they don't make it to a transplant center in time, or if they make it to the center, there's been delays and the effectiveness is lessened if there's delays.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. Follow-up question. You mentioned the New England Journal of Medicine article. Was that reference to Michigan, or was that nationwide?
Nationwide.
Because if it's nationwide, then the solution is not to add more bone marrow transplant units, if that is actually accurate. I mean, maybe in Michigan we actually are doing enough, and people are able to get into them because they're located. So how do we know it's a problem in Michigan?
Well, it's hard to answer that question directly. I mean, if it were, this would be an easier thing. But we were able to show that the death rate in Michigan for cancers that are commonly treated with bone marrow transplant is higher in this state than they are in other states. And part of that could be access. I guess, you know, those are all very good questions. I guess, you know, the cost is not that much to develop the program. The patient base is already there. So from a cost, quality, and access argument or standpoint, there's really no reason that the access shouldn't be expanded so that people who are already being served by their healthcare providers, both their hospital and their physicians, should be able to access those services within their system if those capabilities are available.
Thank you.
Other questions? Okay. Thank you, Patrick. Mm-hmm. Next, Sean Gailey.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members. My name is Sean Gailey. I'm here on behalf of Ascension Health Michigan and St. John Providence Health System specifically. I want to echo a lot of what Patrick had said. I don't think it's any surprise to you that St. John Providence Health System has been very supportive of the department's recommendation to deregulate BMT as well. We had submitted comments in October and again made comments in January that we specifically support the separation of autologous and allogeneic BMT and had argued for an institution-specific methodology for autologous transplant for a lot of the reasons that Patrick has already given you, so I won't be redundant. Other than to say to Dr. Kashishian's question, I think we've talked about that issue of capacity versus access before, and while we would acknowledge that capacity exists, we continue to believe that there is an access issue, at least in the sense that BMT should be available at community cancer centers where earlier treatment of cancer patients has shown to improve survival rates. And we continue to believe that there are not a lot of costs comparatively in allowing for BMT to occur at our facilities, and would again encourage the commission to separate the two, autologous and allogeneic, and to provide for a specific methodology for autologous transplant. And again, I won't go through all the other arguments that Patrick has already identified. Thank you.
Thank you, Sean. Questions for Mr. Galey?
Thanks. You.
Last card on this issue I have so far is Karen Kippen from Henry Ford.
Good morning. I'm Karen Kippen from Henry Ford. Thank you for taking the time to listen to my comments around bone marrow transplantation. I'd like to limit my comments to the quality aspect of the cost, quality, and access, and specifically around the item number 5 in the document about the guiding principles for determining whether a clinical service should require certificate of need review. And that item number 5 speaks to other organizations or mechanisms will monitor the provision of the clinical service. And the department points out quite correctly that the Foundation for Accreditation of Cellular Therapy, or FACT, provides voluntary accreditation to this program. All the programs in Michigan are, in fact, excuse me, I have a little cold, FACT accredited. And I just want to tell you a little bit about how important that FACT accreditation is to maintaining the quality of a BMT program. First of all, FACT standards are evidence-based requirements set by an international team of world-renowned experts, and they're vested in the improvement and quality and progress of cellular therapy. FACT is the only accrediting organization that addresses all the aspects of quality in cellular therapy treatments. And FACT requirements are updated regularly and through the collaboration of an international group. FACT is organized by several, or recognized by several external organizations for its superiority in cellular therapy, including government agencies and health insurance agencies. And FACT accreditation is a factor in the ranking of America's best hospitals and America's best children's hospitals that's published annually by the U.S. News and World Report. And in fact, the top 10 cancer centers ranked as the best in the United States were FACT accredited. So just to conclude, FACT accreditation is voluntary, and although it is in effect now without the CON regulations, that accreditation and the quality of the programs may go away. And without CON, there's nothing to ensure that new programs would obtain FACT accreditation or would ensure that existing programs would continue to be accredited.
Thank you. Questions? Thank you very much. I should never say I have my last card on the issue, because then other cards emerge. Dr. Uberti, do you want to talk on BMT? I've got two cards here. I think so. Okay, sure.
First, I'd like to thank the commissioners and the commission to allow me to talk. My name is Joe Uberti. I'm head of bone marrow transplant at Carmanos Cancer Center in Detroit, and I represent the Carmanos Cancer Center. And we would like to express our position to oppose the following recommendations by the Department of Community Health. First of all, just in terms of deregulation BMT services, just 2 years ago, the CON Commission adopted newly revised standards for bone marrow transplantation through a voting process through a SAC committee. As part of that, we added a new planning area. We thought there was a geographic problem in the area of the Grand Rapids, and we recommended they open up a transplant program, feeling they already had the infrastructure for a transplant program, and given that the cost should be less as they already had the infrastructure to open up a transplant program. And we did vote to open up a transplant program to answer some of the geographic issues of patients who need transplant in the western side of the state. Since that time, there's really been no significant changes in the field of BMT that would warrant revisions of those standards. There's been no significant change in the number of transplants. We don't think there's an access problem, and there's been excess capacity that we've talked about over and over and over again. And realize that the CON is really the only formal process that regulates transplant programs. There is FACT accreditation, but that's a voluntary program which really has no political way to stop the proliferation of transplant programs. You know, the department reports there is no evidence to support concerns about proliferation of transplant programs, but in southeastern Michigan, if we take away the CON process, the transplant programs will double. So there'll be double the amount of programs within a 10-mile radius in the area where we already have existing programs with excess capacity. So I don't think 10 miles is an access barrier for patients who undergo transplant. I don't think you could have every service at every hospital in the state of Michigan, especially such a unique service such as transplant. We've often been, the other issue is that regarding the department's recommendation that a review of standards should be conducted to consider expansion of BMT programs. In past years, it's been maintained that a needs-based methodology should be used to define transplant programs. The rationale for this methodology, I think, has little basis in bone marrow transplant. And let me give you two perfect examples. At our center, we used to do 150 transplants for breast cancer a year. If you used a needs-based methodology for that, you would require 10 transplant programs in southeastern Michigan alone. It turns out one program did open up based on a needs-based methodology at Oakwood Hospital, but within 3 years there was data to not support transplants for breast cancer. So we went from 150 transplants to zero. Oakwood Hospital had to close their transplant program because they developed it based on a needs-based methodology that you're going to require so many transplants for breast cancer. A second example is CML. Chronic myelogenous leukemia used to be the number one disease we did transplants for. But because of new molecules, new therapy for it, we've had a 90% reduction in the number of transplants we did in CML. So the number of transplants we do for different diseases are affected greatly by the changes in the treatment of hematologic and oncologic diseases. A needs-based methodology really won't work in transplant because there's such a fluctuation in how we treat diseases. There are new diseases.
Doctor, if you want to summarize your comments, please.
So that's the other. The other thing, just one more point I'd like to make is the separation of autologous and allogeneic transplant. I think that despite advances in BMT and autologous transplant, it does carry mortality as high as 10%. To trivialize this procedure and say it's easily accessible in other community hospitals, I think is minimizing the toxicity involved in the transplant. This is a 30-day hospitalization. Again, a mortality as high as 10%. This complex procedure is only effective because you do it in well-organized, very advanced centers that have a lot of experience. This is not an easy procedure to perform. We do not recommend changing the standards as they are now. We think there's excess capacity, and it will lead to the proliferation of programs that don't have the expertise for transplantation.
Thank you very much. Thank Questions you. For Dr. Uberti.
This is Commissioner Kashishian. We heard testimony. There was a New England Journal of Medicine article a few years ago that said people in the country were not getting transplanted as they should. Would you have any? I don't know that article. Do you have any comments on that article? What was the issue?
That's absolutely true. The reason patients aren't getting transferred is that the referral process from the referring oncologist is a very slow process. It's not that there's a lack of access to transplant facilities. The referrals to the transplant facilities are far too slow. It's often done after the patient is not a candidate for transplant any longer or is not the appropriate type of patient to be referred for transplant. So really what the argument was arguing for was better education of physicians of when to refer to transplant centers. That was the reason that patients aren't getting transplanted. They're not being referred in an appropriate fashion.